Nearly 11 million prescriptions for antidepressants are written for children each year. Recently, scientific advisors told the Food and Drug Administration to do more research on children who take the drugs. They say existing studies raise questions about the safety of the drugs for children, and those questions need to be resolved. Health experts also say there's another aspect of antidepressant treatment that needs more study: when to get off the drugs. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports.
When Lizzie was 13 years old, her family decided to move from her childhood home in the city to a brand new planned community in the suburbs. They built from the ground up, and every month she and her parents would drive 40 minutes to the construction site to take photographs. Standing in front of the pit of mud which was her future, Lizzie would feel an impending sense of doom. And even after the family moved in, Lizzie's mood continued to darken.
It was a really tough move. It just, everything looked so blank, and I felt like it added to this like nowhere vibe I got all the time, this like sense of being an island in this silent sea.
Lizzie's grades fell. She was sullen, uncommunicative. Finally, a therapist suggested that she go on antidepressants, and Lizzie's parents agreed. Even her friends at school seemed to think it was a good solution. There was a certain romance to the idea.
Like, in the same way that a drug addict is sort of monstrously beautiful, somebody who needs chemicals to stay happy is sort of the same way.
But for her part, Lizzie wasn't so sure.
I don't know. I guess it's just the idea of it becoming like a regular thing, like just something that I would be on indefinitely. It just scares me.
Her parents convinced her to go on the medication, but after about a year of taking Zoloft, Lizzie decided that she was sufficiently stabilized to quit taking the pills. She brought it up with her parents and then her doctor, and everyone seemed comfortable with the idea, provided that Lizzie wait for a relatively stress-free period. But it's been a year since she first raised the issue, and Lizzie is still on a full dose of Zoloft. The summer was busy, and then there was school.
And, like, we're afraid to do anything about it now because school is just starting, it's my senior year, I'm going to have to look at colleges, so.
Given the number of children on antidepressants, questions like Lizzie's come up a lot. Many clinicians say parents and kids ask all the time. One psychiatrist said she hears these questions mostly from parents who have no direct experience themselves with antidepressants. But coming up with an answer is difficult. John March is chief of child and adolescent psychiatry at Duke University Medical Center, and he says there is a notable lack of hard data about how long to continue treatment.
We're conducting this big experiment with the lives of America's kids by introducing meds early and continuing meds for a very long period of time, often into adulthood. And in fact, we don't have randomized controlled trials telling us how long we ought to continue treatment or how we ought to discontinue treatment. It's all in the realm of clinical lore and expert wisdom.
This lack of solid research, March says, leads to inconsistency in terms of practice.
A doctor in one setting will have his or her opinion about how to do something. You move to another area and the opinion could be quite different.
March says you can find dramatically different opinions even in the same city. One Washington area doctor says that the vast majority of his patients are off drugs within 9 months. But another D.C. psychiatrist, Paramjit Joshi, chair of psychiatry at the Children's National Medical Center, says that 1 year is usually her minimum recommendation, and a proportion of her patients is on antidepressants for considerably longer.
About 10 or 15% of my patients who I've been seeing since they were 6 or 7 and followed them through their adolescent years into young adulthood have stayed on medication.
While John March from Duke generally feels that in children the benefits of antidepressants outweigh the risks, he points out that very little is known about one fundamental question. Does medication negatively or positively affect the developing brains of children and teens?
We should know the answer, but it's probably not going to come soon enough for most people. It's going to take 10 to 20 years.
Lizzie's mom, Irene, is convinced that antidepressants allowed her daughter to stabilize as she navigated a difficult period in her life. She says they gave her the space to develop important coping skills.
Between the therapy she's had, the benefit of the Zoloft, and growing up, you know, she's ready. She's ready for life.
Her daughter will be removed from the medication soon, Irene says, as soon as there's a break in the schedule. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.